Performance appraisals. Without follow through, it's just not tennis. I know that should be cricket, but Wimbledon is here again, and the sporting analogy between tennis and performance appraisals is always good inspiration. In fact, any racket sport will do, as the principal holds that a successful shot, bat, stroke or whatever is strongly influenced by the way the player follows through on that shot. He or she doesn't merely get in the right position, step back, keep their eye on the ball, draw their arm back and swing towards the ball to make the shot. Once they connect with the ball, they follow through, their arms swinging upwards and away from them. In a recent article, I read about how a company successfully implemented their performance appraisals. The underlying theme that appeared to create their success was the way they followed through on the outcomes of the appraisals. For example, they reacted quickly to the training needs that arose from the appraisals, published a clear training plan for all to see, and immediately began booking people onto training courses that were highlighted for them. Their focus was clearly on ensuring that performance appraisals were genuinely an opportunity for reflection, learning, and in this case, development, rather than just an evaluation of performance without consideration of the potential. Without this follow-through, any good work could come undone, as employees would see the exercise as simply ticking the box, rather than actually delivering on a promise to have appraisals, which serve the needs of both the organisation and the individual. And that's what separates the top flight players from the rest, their ability to see something through correctly, every step of the way.